Okay, today's Pesachim Dav Gimel, and we will talk about the machlokas between Bisham and Mesillel regarding the Mapeles or Lishmona Ve'echad, and we'll generalize it into cases where one might have a chalos chefza shel mitzvah before the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah time. The Gemara quotes the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Mapeles or Lishmonim Ve'echa. We know if a woman has a baby, so then she is chayevis to bring a set of karbanos after her days of Tohar, Yimei Tuma, Yimei Tara, 7 and 33 for a boy, 14 and 66 for a girl. So after that time, she brings a set of karbanos. What happens if somehow she becomes pregnant and has a miscarriage within that amount of time, right? For a boy, it's not going to happen, but for a girl with 80 days, also very unusual, but let's say she has a miscarriage with a formed fetus. Again, if it's not formed, then it's not going to be mechayev a karbanos anyway. But theoretically, if she has it within day 80, then she does not have to bring a new set of karbanos because it's all included in the one set that she's going to bring at the end of the days. Because after all, she didn't come to the time period where she's chayev to bring the karbanos yet. If she just doesn't get around to bringing it, after day 80, she doesn't get to the Beis Hamikdash for another few months, and in that time she has another baby, so then she would have to bring two sets of karbanos. What happens though, and this is the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if she has a miscarriage, Mapeles, the night after day 80, Leil Shmonim Ve'echad. So it's after the 80 days, but it is not yet at the time where she could bring the karban for the karbanos for the Yoledas. So that's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Pater mi karban. Beis Shammai says, no new karban. Why? Because she cannot bring her karbanos yet. So it's ke'ilu, she had the miscarriage earlier. O Beis Hillel machayiv. Beis Hillel says, no, she's chayiv. Amru Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, maishna or shmona be'echa, miyam shmona be'echa. If she will allow tumah yishvul allow karban, right? Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, right now, if she saw blood, it would be dam tameh, right? She's no longer in yemei tohar. So just like for blood, she's out of yemei tohar. So too for hilchos karbanos, she's out of yemei tohar, and she's already in the world of the new karban, and therefore she'd have to bring a new set of karbanos. But Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? She can't bring the karban yet. She can't bring the karban yet. So regarding karbanos, she is not out of the woods yet. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Rashi here quotes from Maseches Krisus, the conversation back and forth between them. So let's go to Maseches Sukkah. Maseches Sukkah, as we'll see, has another example of this idea that we will use to explain in a couple of minutes. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel, we know that by a hadas has to have more leaves than berries. More leaves than berries. That's what the Mishnah says on Daf Lama Beis. If it has more berries than leaves, then it is pasul. But you can, if it has more berries than leaves, then just take off some berries. No problem. What happens if a hadas has its top chopped off, nectar merosha, that's pasul. What happens if it grew a berry on top where it had been chopped off, then it's kosher. Nectar merosha, also a timra kosher, that would be okay. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, what happens if that happened on Yantif? Whatever does happen on Yantif, if it grew a berry on the top before Yantif, fine. But what if it didn't happen until Yantif? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, nektam rosho me'erav Yantif, v'also otimra b'yantif mahu. Do we say, yesh dichui etzal mitzvos olo? Do we say, once a chefza shal mitzvah has been tainted, it can no longer remove that taint. And therefore, once Yontif started and it was already nektam rosho and it was pasul, even though the problem was solved on Yontif, the berry grew, still we would say yesh dichui etzal mitzvos, we would say that it is permanently stained and we can't use it. So do we say that or not? But the question here is, what is the crucial moment? By what time does it have to have grown the berry already in order to be kosher and not an issue in this Gemara? So if you look at the language of the Gemara, it's me'erev Yontif. And Rashi takes that literally. Rashi says, it has to be before Kiddush Hayom, before the day starts, before Yontif starts. And the question is, why does Rashi say that? After all, you know, you can't shake a lulav, you can't shake the dalet minim until the morning of the first day of Sukkot. So why is the crucial moment when Yontif starts the night before? Shouldn't it be the morning of Yontif? As long as the berry grew before Amud HaShachar on the first day of Sukkot, then it's okay. Why isn't that good enough? The Rama uses this also in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. If you look at Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in the halachas of Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, we know that a Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana. You're not allowed to get benefit from Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, unless it's no longer a Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. How could that be? If the Goy is Mevatel it. The Mishnah and Avodah Zarah talk about how a Goy is Mevatel his Avodah Zarah, let's say with an action of some kind. So that's the halacha. If he's Mevatel it before Rosh Hashanah, so then it would be a kosher to use on Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Shtokar, Shofar Shel Avodah Kochavim Shel Yisrael Lo Yatza, a Jew's Avodah Zarah, Shofar Avodah Zarah is no good forever because he cannot. He, a Jew's Avodah Zarah, can never be Mevutal. But a Goy's Avodah Zarah can be Mevutal, as long as he's Mevatal it, when, says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirin da'avilu b'shal obed kochavim eno yotze ela b'nisbatel be'erev yantif. Erev Yantif, as long as the guy was Mevatel before Yantif, so then you're good to go. The question again is, the Bir Halacha here quotes from the Arach Laner in Sukkah Lamed Gimel on our Rashi. The Ramah seems to be just like that Rashi. Right, just like that Rashi says, you had to have grown the berry before Yantif, so to here, the Ramah says, you had to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah before Yantif. The question is why? You can't blow shofar at night, you can't blow shofar till the next morning. That's what the Bir Halacha here quotes. Makar Divarai Hu Miloshon Rashi, Sukkah Lamed Gimel, Ela Debemes Kasha, Shrizman Mitzvahs Lulav Maschel Mevod HaShachar Ve'elachim Kein, Afilu Nisbata Balayla, Havi Kamo Kodem Azman. Even if it was Nisbata Balayla, isn't that Kodem Azman? So therefore, why does Rashi say this and the Ramah? So there is an idea, Rav Salvechik and others discuss this. Sometimes you can have the concept of a Chefza Shal Mitzvah that is in that comes into being even before the Zman of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Right, the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, when is it called a shofar? When is it called a lulav? Right, that already could happen even before the time you could shake. When does it become a hadas? When Sukkah starts. When Sukkah starts, you can't shake it until the next morning. Okay, but it's still a shame hadas, a shame shofar when Yantif starts. Right, and that's also found in, if you look in the Rush. Right, and therefore, well, even, let's just explain it now. And that's why the Rashi says that the important point is when Yantif starts, and that's why the Ramah says the important point is when Rosh Hashanah starts, even though you can't be Yotze yet till the next morning. The Rashi even quotes an interesting machlokes, the Rosh in Sukkah, in Perek Dalet, Os Beis, quotes that there was a discussion in the Rishonim about making a Shechianu, on the, just like we make a Shechianu by Kiddush on the second night in Chutz La'aretz, what about making a Shechianu the second day that you shake a lulav? You shake a lulav. So that's what the discussion in the poskim is. Ulinyan zman al lulav yantav sheni. Should you make a Shechianu on the second day of shaking a lulav, just like on Sukkah? Kasav Rabbeinu Shlomo Berb Shimin Nishalti im Omer zman al lulav yantav sheni. V'tamahani. So the question one is, do you need one or not? So he quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos Bahag that says you do need one, but you're yotze with another one. What are you yotze with? V'tabahani amashakasa Baal Halachas Gedolos Dizman Dekisa Poter Delulav. The Shechianu that you say at night on the second night of Yontif that padas the lulav the next morning, says the Rosh. V'halola inyan lulav mifski lelas miyam. How could that work? You can't shake a lulav at night. So how could the Shechianu that you're going to say at night, how could that work? The carbon asanal as VM Kena Kati Balila Lohigias Van Lulaf Vihiftoroso. Right? How could it pater in that case? Vari Pasak the Inomersman Byumtav Shani, Vahina Dugal Vermaiza, and he quotes that Arminag is not to. We don't say Shachyan on the second day. The time of Mishav Dimanov Shach Yatza. Mimanov Shach we will Yotsu the first day. Bizman Shahmar Biyom Risho the Filum Tislomer the Cholu, even if it's weekday, so it could be they make a Shachyanu before Yantif. Viyom should be until Zulov Shiva Yamin, Bim Navark Zman me Safik Yantav Shani, Yoshmini Savik Shvi Lomavark and Imsajan Lu of Nita Al Shisha Yamin. Bahulu read Alita mistakes later on. But either way, what's the svar of the Bahag? How could the Shechianu of the Kiddush be motzi the lulav the next morning? So again, it could be, it's already a shame lulav. So again, it's not fully the chi of the time for the mitzvah, but it's already a shame lulav, and therefore maybe that could be enough. Again, there might be a dvar machshava behind this. Why is it? Why does halacha recognize this? Why does it have to be true that the chefza would gain status before you could actually use it? It could be just to emphasize the status of the chefza separate from the maisa ha-mitzvah. There's a status. There's something called tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe kedusha also. But there's even something called tashmishe mitzvah. The b'raisa in Megillah Daf Chavav. Tzitzis, lulav, shofar. It has inherent status. They shouldn't be treated with bizayon, even before one uses it for the mitzvah. But either way, this is an idea of the chefza shal mitzvah starting beforehand. You also have this not only by a chefza shal mitzvah, but even by a person. Even by a person. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses, has the question, if you have an Arel Kohen, you have a Kohen baby boy who was born, Mazel Tov, before his bris milah, are you allowed to smear him with shemen shal truma? Right, a Kohen is allowed to use truma for his needs, but not a Kohen Arel. A Kohen Arel cannot. The question is, what about a Katan Arel before his bris? So that's the suffix, Yevamos Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Katan Arel Ma'al Lasucha B'Shemen Shal Truma. Can you smear him? Is he an Arel yet? Arlus Shalob Ismana Ma'akva Olo Ma'akva. Is Arlus Shalob Ismana before the time, right, is that Ma'akev or not? That's the question of the Bavli. If you look in the Yerushalmi, in the parallel Sugya and Yevamos, Yerushalmi says, no, before day 8, for sure you're allowed to smear him. Arlus Shalob Ismana is not Ma'akev. But the suffix the Yerushalmi has is, what about Leil Ches? What about the night of the 8th? That is a suffix. What's the issue? What do you mean? It's still not the time for Bismillah yet. Right, you don't do bris milah until the next morning. You have to do bris milah by yom. So what is the Yerushalmi suffix? Ah, it could be that the shame arel might already start at Leil Ches. Even if one doesn't have a chiyuv or an allowance of doing the mitzvah of milah yet, but the shame arel might start. And that's why, that's the suffix of the Yerushalmi. Before day 8, for sure, there's no arel yet. Right, day 8, during the day, there already is an arel yet. The night before, maybe there's an arel without the chiyuv mitzvah, and therefore, that is the suffix of the Yerushalmi. That could be also why where the Vachna comes from, right? The minhag that's quoted, I think, in the Ramah already in Yerodea, of doing something with the baby the night before the bris, saying Hamalach HaGoel, Shmira is needed. Why? So maybe there's a halachic reason. Maybe because the baby already has is a chalos shem arel at this moment, even, and he can't do a bris yet, so he needs protection. So maybe that's where that minhag comes from. Rav Soloveitchik also used this idea to explain Tosfos and Kiddushin related to bris milah. Tosfos and Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes asks, and again there are many answers to this question in the Rishonim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude a mother from having a chiyuv to mal her son. Right, it quotes a pasuk. Oso velo osa. Uso velo osa, a pasuk to exclude her. So the question Tosfos asks, and all the Rishonim ask is, isn't bris milah zman grama? So what do you need a separate makar for to say that she's pater? Lama likra, tepuk leid the mitzvah zaseh shezvan gramahu. Shenimol bishmini lileidasa v'nashem paturos. Right, it's only day 8. Isn't that zvan grama? So we need a pasuk for. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, well, once day 8 comes, there's no end. So maybe that's not called, zvan grama requires a beginning time and an ending time. Here there is no ending time. V'yesh lomar akivan demiyom hashmini v'hala ein la hefzik lav zvan gramahu. Maybe it's not called zvan grama because it is once it starts, there is no ending time. And then Tosfos says, "What about the Im Tomar? Fine, that's in terms of the days. Akati mitzvah zman grama hu din molen ela bayom. So what about the other aspect that makes it zman grama? It's only bayom. So Tosfos answers, "Oh, this gemara must only be going lamanda amar mila shlo bezmana no heges bein bayom bein balayla. So that's why you need the pasuk because it's even balayla." But that's not the pashtus. Other Rishonim give other answers. The Tosfos Rid says that even though the Maisa HaMila is only by day, but the Hisaskus, the involvement in the Mila, is a day and night. Fascinating suggestion, expansion of the definition of the mitzvah of Mila, and therefore it wouldn't be as long grama. But Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe relating to our issue, even if you want to say that the Chi of Mila is only by day, but maybe the Shem Arel, even the Chi... Take it back. The chi of milah might already be at night, even though the zman that you could actually be mekayim, the mitzvah, might only be the next day. So maybe that's not called the zman grama. If conceptually the mitzvah exists by yom uvalayla, even if you can only be mekayim it by day, so then that is another nafkamina. Good. The Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach. The Rambam discusses derech rechoka. Derech rechoka. We know by if somebody is derech rechoka for Pesach Sheni, so then one is pater from doing Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam says in Perakei Alachates, what's the important moment in time to determine if somebody is Derech Rechoka or not? So Mishaya Bein Olvein Yerushalayim Yomar Basar Im Aliyas HaShemesh Chamisha Asar Mil O Yoser. If somebody is 15 mil or more away from Yerushalayim on the 14th, Im Aliyas HaShemesh, when the sun goes up, Harizeh B'Derech Rechoka. That's B'Derech Rechoka. Chamisha haya beino veino pachos bizev. It's less in abderach rechoka, neshiyachal agil yushalayim achar chatzos, kishayalech baragla benachas. If it's less than that, you could get there at a normal pace, so therefore you are not putter, and you have to do Pesach Rishon. What did the Rambam say? Im aliyas hashemesh. Aliyas hashemesh, when is this man for Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is after chatzos, bein harabayim. Right, so what is the Rambam? Why did the Rambam say that Aliyas Hashemesh is the crucial point, right? Or continue. If you look in the first parak in Zvachim, fascinating machlokas tanoim. We know that a carbon that shechted shelo lishma with a different carbon in mind. You shecht an ola l'shem shlamim. You shecht an asham l'shem chata. So all different carbonos. So they're always the rule is they are kosher, but they don't count. Although alu l'bayil l'shem chova, they don't fulfill the chiyuv except for two. There are two carbonos that are possible if you do it shelo lishma. For the wrong carbon. What is that? Chatos, b'chol makom, chatos always, and carbon pesach bizmano. Carbon pesach shalom bizmano is a shlamim. So therefore it goes to the rules of shlamim, and a shlamim shalom lishma is kasher. But a pesach bizmano, that's going to be pasul. So what does it mean, pesach bizmano? So that's the first Mishnah on Dav Beis. But a pesach bizmano, that's the Mishnah later on in the parak on Dav Yud Aleph on a Beis. That's a machlokes tanoim. A Pesach, what about Pesach Bizmano for sure, Erev Pesach afternoon. That's for sure Pesach Bizmano. What about Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning? A Pesach, Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Bas or Shalom Lishmo, a Pesach, 14th in the morning, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Kilu Nishcha B'Shlosha Asar. Rabbi Yeshua says, well, what do you mean? It's not the time for Karan Pesach yet. And therefore, it's Kosher. It's Kilu Nishcha yesterday. Ben Besera Posel, Ben Besera, who we Paskin like, says Pasel. A Kilu Nishcha Ben Arabayim. It's as if it's shechted bein harabayim. What does that mean? 2 days in the Gemara. Does that mean you could actually b'diavad shech the Karban Pesach in the morning? Right? So that is 1 day of the Gemara. That's Rav Oshia. Machshir haya ben b'seira b'pesach sheshachto b'shachos b'abasar l'shmo t'kul yom azimnehu. Okay, so if that's the shita, then that's not our issue. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan's ben Beseira. We paskin like ben Beseira that it's possible in the morning, but we also paskin like Rabbi Yochanan's ben Beseira that if you shechted it l'shma in the morning, it's possible. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara in Zvachim Yud Beis, Posel haya ben Beseira, b'pesach sheshachtu bar basar shacharis, bein l'shmo, bein shelo l'shmo, hoel u'miksaso ra'ui. Since miksaso ra'ui. What does that mean? Because later on today, it's going to be kosher. So it's already in the world of Karban Pesach. If you shecht it l'shem Karban Pesach, it's pasal. But it's already enough bizmano that if you shecht it shelo l'shma, it's going to be pasal. That is the fascinating machlokas between Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yeshua. And within Ben Beseira, the machlokas Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, what does that mean? Right? How is it if it's not the time, like the Rama Paskins, if it's not the time for the Karban Pesach yet, for Lishma, so how can you say that for Shalom Lishma is considered Bizmana Pesach? So that's this issue. The time for Karban Pesach, the Zman of the Karban Pesach might already start in the morning. You might not be able to be Makrevit until the afternoon. But the Chalo Shem Chi of Karban Pesach already might start in the morning, and that's why the Rambam paskins that way regarding Ben Beseira, and that's why he says, like by Pesach Sheni, he says, Im Aliyas HaShemesh, with the sun coming up. It's also not for now. Why does he say Im Aliyas HaShemesh and not with Amor HaShachar? Right? What is the Netzachama have to do with it? Okay, Kasha, one more, and then we'll get back to Beshem Beisila. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. One mitzvah of Karban Tamid. He also counts one mitzvah of Ketores. And one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Even though all three of those have two parts to it. You do one in the morning, and one Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. Two separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam counts it as one, and the Chinuch counts it in mitzvah Tuf Aleph, the mitzvah of Tamid Demachol Yom, and Ketores, and Kriya Shema. It's all one mitzvah. And the Chinuch at the end of mitzvah Tuf Aleph quotes that the Ramban argues, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs argues, it's two. Two mitzvos, why? Lefishe mitzvah shei machvazu atzu. Uzmana shalzu, lo zmana shalzu. It's two different times. It's two different times for the mitzvah. So how can you say that the Karban Tam is going to be one mitzvah? When you wake up in the morning, you can't do the afternoon one. Kriyashma, how could it be the same? So again, explain Rav Soloveitchik. When the day starts, it could be that the mitzvah of Kriyashma is upon you. The chiyuv. You can only fulfill one of them right now and the other one later on. But the mitzvah is upon you. The mitzvah of Tamid, the mitzvah of Ketores, it's all the Chalos Shei mitzvah is already first thing in the morning. So it's a question if you can only fulfill it later in the day. But that's why the Rambam will count it as one and not as two. Maybe that's what's going on here in our Gemara between Bishamai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that it's already considered new. It's already considered new. What do you mean it's already considered new? You can't bring the carbon yet. can't bring the carbon yet. The answer is, even though you can't bring the carbon, the chalos chiyuv carbon could already be chal, and therefore that's why Beis Hillel would say that you'd be chayav a new set of carbonos at that time. Maybe one final point: the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf talks about three mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael are chayav when they go into Eretz Yisrael, right? To be mamlech hamelech, to wipe out Amalek, and to build the Beis Hamikdash, and it has to be in that order. First a king, and then he's going to get the army ready and wipe out Mashiach, and then wipe out Amalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, why does the Gemara say there are three mitzvahs that were commanded when we go into the base into Eretz Yisrael? It has to be in that order, so really it's only one. Really it's only one to be Mamlech king, and after that it's Amalek, and after that it's Beis HaMikdash. Why does it say all three at once? The answer is the same idea. Right when they go in, all three are somewhat incumbent upon them. You're right, the actual time for fulfilling it has not come yet, but all three conceptually are there. So this is some discussion of the chalos ha-mitzvah before the zman kiyam ha-mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.